Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. Ottawa will start to airlift Canadians out of Haiti. People with valid Canadian passports will be able to catch a helicopter ride to the Dominican Republic. Rafi Bujikanian has more.
We are prioritizing the most vulnerable Canadians.
Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says Ottawa does have a plan as chaos continues to unfold in Haiti, with gangs that have carved up so much of the Caribbean country's territory.
The security situation has deteriorated in recent weeks, and those who wish to leave are unable to do so because of the security situation at the airport in Port-au-Prince.
But Ottawa's reach is limited for now. The immediate plan is to get Canadians to the Dominican Republic. It is only accepting those with a valid Canadian passport. So the Canadian government is looking for alternative routes for those who are not in possession of that travel document. Some 18 Canadians were hoping to leave Haiti on Monday, but adverse weather held them back. Global Affairs has heard from nearly 100 eligible Canadians, with fewer than 30 wishing to depart immediately. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Manitoba government has agreed to pay more than $500 million to children in care after a class action lawsuit was filed over the province's administration of special allowances for children. They were meant to be used for the care and education of vulnerable children. Instead, the province rolled the payments back into general revenue. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and a release of all hostages. The U.S. had previously vetoed similar motions, but not this time, Sasha Petrasik reports.
The United States abstained, choosing not to use its veto to shield Israel from diplomatic pressure. Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour calls it a turning point.
This must signal the end of this assault of atrocities against our people.
Israel's UN envoy, Gilad Erdan, rejects the non-binding resolution, blasting the Security Council for not denouncing Hamas in the text.
Israel did not start this war.
Angry with the abstention, Israel canceled some high-level meetings in Washington.
We're kind of perplexed by this.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby insists the U.S. did not snub Israel, though there has been a clear rift with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over rising civilian casualties.
It seems like the Prime Minister's office is choosing to create a perception of daylight here when they don't need to do that.
Sasha Petrasik, CBC News, Toronto.
Two properties belonging to Sean Diddy Combs were raided and searched Monday by U.S. federal agents in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. It's not known if the rapper is the target of the investigation. Major League superstar Shohei Ohtani says he has never bet on baseball or any other sport. The Los Angeles Dodgers player spoke publicly for the first time since his longtime interpreter was fired over gambling allegations. Steve Futterman reports.
In a jam-packed Dodger Stadium conference room and wearing his L.A. Dodger cap, Shohei Ohtani, through his new interpreter, issued a blanket denial.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
And he accused his former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, of stealing millions of dollars from Ohtani's accounts to pay off his massive gambling debts. Ohtani said he is sad and shocked that Mizuhara, who has been almost like a best friend to Ohtani since he came to the U.S., would do this. He has been taking money from my account, Ohtani said, and he has been telling lies. One thing that Ohtani did not address was how he never noticed that money was missing from his account. Major League Baseball is conducting its own investigation. Steve Futterman for CBC News at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.